Thank you and good morning. Republican Assembly members introduced a bill that would have amended Prop 47 and allowed judges more discretion when it comes to property crimes that have been downgraded from felonies to misdemeanors. Currently, the theft of property, including firearms, worth less than $950, is charged as a misdemeanor, no matter how many times that crime is committed. Supporters of AB 2369 wanted judges to have the option of upping those charges back to felonies for repeat offenders, but the bill never made it out of committee. On Tuesday, the Assembly Public Safety Committee killed the measure on a party-line vote. A Republican state senator wants to cut Caltrans out of the road funding business and turn the maintenance of state and local roads over to local governments. Senator John Morlock has introduced Senate Bill 1141 that would launch a pilot program to see money currently distributed by Caltrans be directly steered toward county public works departments instead. Morlock claimed in a statement that Caltrans is the worst managed and most inefficient government agency in the nation, and that Californians pay the highest gas taxes in the country and pay the most per mile for maintenance, but still have some of the worst roads. On Friday, a law enforcement career of nearly 30 years and one that stretches across four decades will come to an end when Sergeant Kay Howden retires from the Eureka Police Department. Howden began her law enforcement career with the Sheriff's Office as a corrections officer in 1986 and then graduated from the Redwoods Law Enforcement Academy. That began a career as a patrol officer, canine handler and supervisor, field training officer, and SWAT team member. Howden retires as a detective sergeant who was the supervisor of the Criminal Investigation Service Division, and Captain Steve Watson said in a statement that the department will feel the echoes of her absence in the halls of EPD for a long time to come, and that Howden served with honor, excellence, and genuine compassion. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors has thrown its support behind Senate Bill 1188, which would require the state to make payments to counties from the state version of the Payment in Lieu of Taxes program. The Senate bill would change language in the state fish and game code that would make state pilt payments to counties a requirement. Supervisor and RCRC board member Rex Bone said in a statement, "Those discretionary funds mean a lot to us. Most of our discretionary funds support law enforcement, and without it, it's more difficult to provide the services we need." Currently, the State Department of Fish and Wildlife owes nearly $8 million in state pilt payments to California counties. Jordan Christmas has news from College of the Redwoods.
In late January, College of the Redwoods graduated 27 students from the CAL FIRE Wildland Firefighter Academy, which began in the fall. CR and CAL FIRE now report that 15 of the 27 graduates have accepted jobs with CAL FIRE. 8 will be assigned to the Humboldt Del Norte unit, while 3 will be staffed to the Mendocino unit, and 2 will head to the Sonoma Lake Napa unit. The Siskiyou unit and the Madera Mariposa unit will each hire one graduate as well. CR Trustee Tom Ross said in a statement, "I am proud of the Wildland Firefighter Academy graduates and what can be achieved by CR partnering with CAL FIRE to provide needed training and employment for our community."
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Fortuna was well represented on Talk Shop earlier this week when Police Chief Bill Doberstein and Public Works Director Merritt Perry sat down to talk about the impact that decisions made in Sacramento have on the friendly city. Doberstein pointed to proposed changes to Prop 47 to reassign some misdemeanors as felonies in an effort to keep repeat and serious offenders behind bars, a bill that died in committee. Perry pointed out that the state gas sales tax, earmarked for road maintenance, has continued to drop, and that affects public works.
You know, people are driving more energy-efficient cars, and there's been a lot of incentives even for electric cars. So the gas tax, with those higher efficiency vehicles, the gas tax goes down, and that's the money that we count on for maintenance. So that's a big one for us as we see our road maintenance funding go down, and the maintenance needs are only getting greater.
Doberstein said that equipment needs, new patrol cars, new radios, are his biggest issue, and Perry pointed to an increase in the minimum wage as another Sacramento move that could affect local budgets.
Minimum wage could affect some of our park employees that we have. We have a number of seasonal employees that come in to do some of the summer fun programs, and so paying a higher wage with a minimum wage hike, that could be something that could affect how we staff some of those programs, and something we're going to be looking at really carefully in the next few weeks as we're developing our budget.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Dauberstein and Perry by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.